The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. I have a couple of ladies in the studio today. We're talking about the Harbor Beach Harvest Festival coming up this weekend. We have Kelly Jo Ossentoski and Deb Brando here. And the Harvest Festival, that's been around a little while, hasn't it? 23 years. Hard to believe. That goes back.
Time flies.
It's like two decades and some extra change.
But it's always a lot of fun.
And this just kind of got started because we're an agricultural area and it's harvest time and good time to have a festival. Wasn't there a messy thing with tomatoes there for a very time? Or am I thinking the wrong thing?
I believe there was.
I think that was I didn't want to be the one with the garden hose to clean it up.
You see a lot of produce, a lot of flowers, local fall flowers, and it just, you can tell it's harvest season. It's just great.
Well, this is the whole product for the end of all the hard work of growing from spring and planting and all the other stuff to getting it here. So, and it's always best when it's local.
Yeah.
It's always best when it's local. It's fresh. It's, you know, that it hasn't got a lot of extra stuff on it, and it's just good. So the Harvest Festival has kind of taken on a mantle of being the chili cook-off event. Well, you want to get a good recipe, so when it really turns cold, you got something to warm everybody up inside and out.
Absolutely, and this year I have 21 businesses that have entered, and we only had 17 last year, so 21. So there will be 21 different chilies to sample on Saturday.
And is there some basic definition of what you call a chili? Does it just have to have chili in it? or is it?
We do not give them any guidelines.
Okay.
It's just chili.
Because I know in years past you've had white chilies, you've had all kinds of different variations on chili. I just was wondering if there was some basic little thing that said, oh, at least you need chili in it.
And they do not give it out to anyone. I mean, that's their secret. I know the ladies of our church
made theirs the other day already. And so last night when I was there at the church, you could just smell that aroma. And it was like, oh, I just want to eat now. But it was really good, and they have three roasters full.
Well, you're going to need it. I know last year, I mean, we had a record number of people last year that came through.
600?
Over 600, yeah.
30, I think. So.
So we're preparing this year for that many or more.
And do you rate the chilies, hot, mild, or whatever?
We don't.
Do you do the Tums concession?
No, we don't do that. Some of the businesses will tell you that it's a hotter one, or it's a mild, and I know a couple of them do pride themselves on having a hotter chili.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of fire departments say they're four alarm chili, which means it's blazing, you know, these types of things happen, so I didn't know if they gave you fair warning before you got your little sample.
They usually have what kind it is. They have it just like the name of it. And then they'll have, you know, maybe there'll be some little toppings to put with it. You know, you never
yes.
know what you're going to find when you're out there.
They do. They'll offer all different kinds of stuff for on top, from sour cream to diced onions and other cheeses. And
put it this way, by the time you get your ballot at the visitor center and your little button and you start out, by the time you get back, you just had your lunch. And
Plus.
Just bring a little water with you. So if you want a little wig in between there, but you will be full,
especially with 21 samples.
Exactly. That is a lot of chili.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be fun, so you know, all you need to do is just taste it. You don't need
to eat it all. It's just a little tiny cup that you get with some in, and you just, you know, you just roll
your
it around
idea
there
of a little cup or my idea of a little cup may be a little different.
You'll be glad you used our little cups at the end.
Oh, really?
Now,
how do you participate in that? Do you have to get a ballot? Do you go somewhere specific for that? And do they give you instructions on where you'll find all the chili? Or how does that work?
We do. You'll start at the visitor center, which is right next to the Murphy Museum. And you'll purchase your ballot and a sticker for $3.
That's on 25?
Yes.
Town?
Yes.
South of
the Light on 25, correct. And so you'll purchase your ballot for $3, and it will have a list of all the businesses, and then there'll be a map on the back that shows you where they're all at, mm-hmm. all the different chilies.
And I suppose the businesses think it's a great idea because on a Saturday they get all these people seeing what businesses are in town. It's kind of a win-win. Chili.
Yes. Exactly.
And then you'll be able to make your little notes on the ballot then bring your ballot back when you're all done for a chance to win a chili basket.
And to vote for your favorite.
Vote for your favorite and win a chili basket.
So.
But it's $3 per person.
Correct.
If you're bringing a family and they all want samples, it's going to, they each need their own ballot.
Yes.
Because you can't just walk around and I'll sample this one, and then you don't know by the end who had the best. That's the whole point, is know who had the best.
But you know, watching even the children come through, they're excited. They're ready. They want their button. They want their spoon.
Oh, yes.
They want to go. They want their own ballot. They enjoy it.
They're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Oh, I guess you say they have their own spoon. Do you need to bring your own spoon?
No.
Do you need to bring Spoonie here with you?
We supply them.
You will be given a spoon when you purchase your ballot.
Yes.
Travel around and you keep looking that clean and get to the next one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No double dipping either.
No. Even though, you know, it's all about the chili and all the produce coming in, but there's always that sweet tooth, right, Kelly?
Before we get that far, though, when you do the end of the ballots, there's a prize. You pick one of the...
We do,
for the
business.
One of the people who have done the voting... There's a chance they could get a little basket.
Yes, we do. We have a great chili basket. It has a chili pod in it and all different kinds of ingredients mm-hmm. and things that go with chili. And we do pick one of our people that voted out of a basket, and one of them wins that great little prize.
So the $3 is almost like a little bit of a raffle in it. You get it. You could be the winner of a prize.
You could be.
And you get plenty to eat along the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's win, win, win again.
It is, and it's supposed to be a beautiful day, at least so far, knock on wood.
Yep, and then the winning business.
The top three get prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And bragging rights.
And bragging
rights for a year. Yeah. Yep.
And they'd like that. It's always good. No, and they'll display the, there's a trophy that goes with it, and they do display that proudly for the year.
Yep.
So.
And you supply the spoons, bring your own handkerchief to wipe your brow.
Yeah, I am not providing those.
Because at the end of the day, nobody wants to wash those.
So.
Okay, but besides the chili cook-off, Debbie was alluding to the sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have our pie and dessert contest. So
is that pretty much at the same time?
It is. Well, it starts at, you can drop your entries off between 10 and 10:30 at mm-hmm. the visitor center mm-hmm. on Saturday morning.
And anyone can make a dessert and bring it in. And
not just pie, any dessert.
Any pie or
pie
dessert.
Dessert, yes.
So it can be cake, it can be cookies, it can be brownies.
And you don't have to make enough for the whole crowd. You just mm-mm. make, if it's a pie, you make a pie. If you make a sheet cake or whatever in a cake pan
right.
like that, you bring one in and the judges will test it. And
there is a panel of judges that will taste all mm-hmm. the entries. And
they are signed to secrecy at this point because there's no bribing the judges.
Well, they judge on the appearance.
Well, because you go to a restaurant, they try to make that thing look as appetizing as possible when it gets to your table.
And we have the ones that come in, there is some talented bakers out there. They like deck it right out and...
You can tell they take great pride in
yes.
their work, and of
oh,
course,
yes.
I think they all taste fantastic.
Oh, they do.
So.
And while they are, you know, there's different areas that they probably judge on, there's just a winner.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a winner in presentation, a winner in taste, a winner in, there's one winner.
There's three.
No,
the
three.
Top,
oh,
three.
Top
yeah.
three.
First through third place winners are announced
mm-hmm.
for it, but yes, not in each category, just...
Yeah.
Overall.
And I understand if the judges aren't too hungry, there might be an opportunity that if you get there early enough, you could reserve a piece of some of the specific desserts for yourself, pick it up mm-hmm. a little later in the morning, and have something to go after that chili.
We do. We
because you don't want to waste.
All the desserts will be split up into pieces after the judging is done, and you can purchase those pieces for 1 for $3 or 2 for $5.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them will purchase before they even go out to sample the chili, because by the time they come back, it's gone.
And then we'll just write their name on the container and set it to the side for when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who bring this, they should think about things. If it needs to be kept cool, bring some ice or whatever, so that you know, when the people take it home, it's in tip-top condition. Because
mm-hmm.
it may be fine in a half an hour when the judges start eating
it. It may not even make it home.
Oh.
I'm sure a lot of them probably eat it on the way.
Honey, didn't we get some pie over there? We must have left it somewhere. I don't know, honey.
And you do see a lot of couples or families that are just sitting out on the benches afterwards, you know, sharing their dessert, and it's just sweet to watch them.
And it does go well after you've tasted the chili to just have something a little sweet to maybe put that fire out.
Now, do you sell the pieces of pie as a fundraiser for something, or do you just reserve them?
It's a fundraiser for the chamber.
Because mm-hmm. if you got a limited supply, usually, you know, you can get a little premium for it. And I know these things don't happen just because you want them to. There's a lot of planning, a lot of, printing of papers and flyers and stuff. There's all kinds of things that happen that you have to cover costs for, and every little bit helps like that.
The chili cook-off and the dessert contest is a chamber event and fundraiser for the different chamber activities that go on throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so bring your appetite with you.
You will need your appetite on Saturday when you come to Harbor Beach mm-hmm. because there will be lots to eat and lots to pick from.
Light breakfast is recommended. Now, the Murphy Museum is going to have something going on. There are going to be vendors out there besides the museum that you can actually see what's in there.
Yes, there will be. The museum will be open for tours. The Murphy, Frank Murphy Museum will be open.
And people don't realize, you know, that a lot of communities like Harbor Beach take great pride in preserving their history like that. I mean, you know, you go to a museum, oh, this is from Egypt, and this is from, you know, wherever. This basically is Harbor Beach, how it came to be and its past, is a lot of what's in there.
Well, the Frank Murphy Museum is actually a lot on Frank Murphy himself.
Well, he was pretty famous.
He was being a general attorney or attorney general, did a lot of work in the Philippines, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of unique, interesting facts about the various areas in the museum. And the group has done a fantastic job of preserving things and offering a lot of the artifacts that they can find.
And if you have never taken a trip through there, a tour, and it's a must. I took it a year ago, and I couldn't get over. And my tour guide, Lori, she knew everything. She did not need a piece of paper to go off of. She had it all in her head. I mean,
that's what helps in a museum.
Oh,
is having somebody who knows. You know, you can look at a piece and say, "Oh, that looks interesting. Oh, that's a nice piece of old clothing or whatever." But someone who can give you the history behind
it is a guided tour. Yes.
Oh, yes.
The way it came about, why it's in the shape maybe that it's in, is because it went through a lot.
And it was just more or less going through it. He almost felt like you were back in those days, you know. I mean, she just did a wonderful job. So if anyone hasn't gone through it, it is a must to schedule on your to-do list, because you will enjoy it.
Because you also have another museum in town, Grace.
We do have the Grace Museum as well, yes. And
they've got the original lens from the lighthouse in there, and a bunch of other things that people can see, and that's also a nice place to stop as you're spending a day in Harbor Beach.
It is. We typically have our lighthouse tours as well, but those are on hold for right now since we're painting the outside of the lighthouse.
Painting's getting done. It's getting closer to the end, but you have to go against the weather, you know.
Well, you've only got a certain amount of time, and mm-hmm. you got to paint while it's nice outside, and this time of year, that's never a guarantee.
No, it's not.
Okay. So, but there's also going to be vendors out there by the museum, the Murphy Museum, I understand, as well. They're going to be like you can see at some of the farmers markets and other mm-hmm. activities around the area, people with crafts and other things. If you like that kind of stuff, they'll be out there showing their wares.
There'll be lots of crafts. Vegetables are really big, some mm-hmm. different flowers. Usually, let's see, peanut brittle, that kind of stuff.
There's just a variety of things, and all from, you know, local people, people out of the area that come in for this, and it's just great. It's a lot of it.
I see from your notes that it might be a good time to kind of get an idea about that. Can we say it this early in the season?
Christmas?
Or yeah. Or perhaps a belated birthday gift.
Mm, yeah. Today's
his birthday. Is it your birthday today? Well, happy birthday.
I don't know why I call him happy, but okay.
You're still
you get
here.
You get to celebrate another year. You should be happy about that.
There you go.
But yes, this is the time, and I know, you know, we're talking a few months off yet, but, you know, this is the time to get these special gifts that you do not get into a store. And it's just...
Well, they're unique.
They're unique. They're different. Just, and, yeah, they're really nice. And
I enjoy doing my early shopping and getting some new ideas. And
I do, too. Then I can shop for myself.
There you go. Make sure you have something under the tree, too, right?
Debbie's buying stuff and going, that's too good to give to them.
You just buy two.
Oh, then it's not unique. That's the whole point. They're special. And there's something I think we're doing out there at this extravaganza. I don't know. We kind of been playing around with it all summer long.
We play around with it all summer long. And Saturday will be the day where 300 people have their chance to pick a key and... see if it starts the giveaway car. All 300 people hold a certificate, and they bring those that certificate with them that day, and they will.
And if they can't make it, they have a signed piece of paper saying they are trying for you, and mm-hmm. the car will still go to the person who's on the certificate.
Yes, they have a note from the original certificate holder, and their driver's license, so that we can make sure it's them, and then. You know, I will be coming down the line for a second chance draw, because sometimes all 300 people don't show up, and in that case,
things happen. You get other plans, yeah. And sometimes there could they win tickets from far away. And
there could
they just
be
don't make it here.
Yep, there could be five envelopes left in that barrel, and if everyone's gone through, then we go to a second chance draw, and that's where I go down the line as they are working their way to try their first key, and then. If everyone's gone through, the car hasn't started, and there's those few keys left, then we go to the second chance. We'll draw a name, we'll call it, and you have so many seconds to get up there. So once you go through the first time, you do not want to leave. You want to stick around until that car starts.
Till you hear the engine roar.
Till you hear the engine roar,
yeah. Don't head for the door.
But it will be a great day, and the weather's looking good, and... we have, things to give away that day before the event. We have some T-shirts. We have some cooler bags. So it's going to, you know, these 300 people are going to try to win some prizes on top of it.
And then you win the car, and then we start setting up the way to transfer the title. So mm-hmm. it's your vehicle, so you can take it home with you.
Yes. Yes. And if one of the original key certificate holders, you know, have someone else draw for them, they can just put on their note, you know, if the car starts, you know, bring it back to the station and I'll be there Monday to pick it up, because, you know, you don't, some right. people just like to come back here to get it then themselves.
Well, yeah. And you know, they could have had a wedding pop up or
yeah, you never know.
Event or something, mm-hmm. they couldn't make the exact drawing, but we accommodate.
We do.
We accommodate. Do. We're kind of like the folks in Harbor Beach. We
I know. We are here to please.
Well, that starts about what time, Debbie?
The car giveaway starts at 1 o'clock sharp. 1 o'clock sharp. We will start that.
Be there
line.
Or be square.
That's right.
And we basically put all the names into like a bucket, and then you pick who draws first, not just who got the first key.
Oh, no. The they just get in line. There's no order. Yeah. They just get in line that day, and then they will work their way up to the front after they see me the first time through the line. And then we have Matt and David will be setting up there where they'll check off your certificate on the list that I provide for the guys. And then from there, they will go over and pick a key where Rick and Tina will be by the car. Tina will be inside and she will be trying the keys. And so it's going to be a great day. It's exciting. You just never know when that key's going to start.
People are just going through their minds. Okay. Now, the longer I wait, that's my odds are better because there's keys that were drawn. But then again, I don't want to wait too long because somebody might hit it. So it gets to be
a luck of a draw.
A little calculating, I think, in some people's minds there.
And we've had to go to second chance a few times here the last few years. It's been second chance because not all 300 people show up with a certificate, you know. And something comes up, they can't make it or it's too far away and... You know, they're like, oh, I may not have a chance, so why go? You know, I mean, I'd still go.
So there's a lot going on in Harbor Beach. Is it a daylight hour event?
It is. The chili is 11 to 3. Mm-hmm. The car, of course, is at 1.
Until all keys are gone.
Until they're gone. The pie and dessert contest, you have to drop off your entries between 10 and 10:30. And then the pieces will be for sale until they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And don't wait on those either.
Right. The Craft Expo is 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
And there'll be local music talent out there.
We have a few people that will be there playing their instruments. Yep. And,
folks, I ask, and there's no salsa music. I'm sorry. I thought there was salsa music. You know, go with the theme there. You know, a mariachi band running around the aisles or something.
No. But it's just nice to look down the street and just see the people out there. You know, it's just fun. It brings back memories for when I was a child and out with our grandparents, you know, and the streets would just be full of people, and that's what I like to see.
Well, and several of the businesses do decorate for fall, and so you'll see lots of fall decorations out. I was in downtown the other day, and there's already some corn stalks there, so. Yeah.
And people just love to get the feeling of a small hometown community. That's just... You know, people know each other, people are friendly to each other, and it just seems like, you know, that's part of the ambiance that just can't get everywhere.
And you're all there for the same reason that day, you know, whether it be...
Feeling your belly.
you know, whether it be for the chili or the car, I mean, so it's just a lot of camaraderie that goes on that day, and it's just fun.
We love our town, we love... all the people, because we all support each other, and people all come out, and it's just fun. It's just a great place.
It's obviously a fun event when you have 21 different businesses entering a chili.
Yes, that's
and
a lot.
Obviously you have 21 food businesses.
Oh no,
you've got bankers and you've got insurance people and you've got all kinds of people who are making chili.
And we have churches. The churches are coming down to make chili. American Legion.
Know, so you have different organizations as well. So
they all are fighting for this trophy.
They get into this. So.
Yeah. So the churches, this is a taste of H-E double toothpick.
This is bragging rights. They all come out. Yes.
Okay. So. But this doesn't end Harbor Beach for the year, does it?
No.
People generally think a town along the shoreline, once Labor Day is gone by, they fold up the sidewalks and that's the end of the thing there. But that's not the case for Harbor Beach.
You have to remember there's always things going on. Of course, the last weekend in September is the countywide museum weekend.
Where you go around to all the communities that have a museum, and they reopen, and it's kind of like a tour.
Yes,
you can take.
You can just hop from one museum to the next, and.
And if you go to Harbor Beach this weekend, you'll find out where the good food is.
That's all over. And then the first two weekends in October is our Halloween camping weekends.
That's out at North Park at the north end of Harbor Beach. The city park.
Yes, North Park Campground is. Host that every year for the and it's always the first two weekends in October.
And people think it's just for the kids, but I hear the adults have just
as much
fun.
They do.
I mean, I'm not talking adult fun. I mean, there's sometimes just a joy in watching the faces on the kids when they're having such a blast that it's amazing.
It is. It is. And I know they're planning a lot of different activities this year. And I think Friday nights during those two weekends is going to be a movie at the pavilion.
Oh.
The new pavilion.
Yeah, the new the new pavilion.
The new one. It's
the
really
enclosed
nice.
Heated pavilion.
Yes.
Which this time of year you have to consider.
And the campers, I mean, that park is full. And they deck out their trailers and their campsite. And, I mean, they dress up. So when the kids come around, it's great.
And people come and it doesn't mess up the real 31st for their kids in their hometown.
Right.
Because
right.
this is earlier, and it's done, I assume, that way, because you're probably going to have better weather, because you can have flurries by the end of October. But this time of year, you're looking at more fall colors and a nice crisp feeling to the air.
Right.
And just a good time.
And speaking of fall colors, I mean, trees are starting to turn out there already. So, and our area does get some beautiful fall colors.
Yes, so those fall colors will, you know, you can't see them at night, but, you know, through the spooky trails, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You will just see these huge white eyeballs. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's a few that put that on that I think they have a lot of fun putting it on and entertaining the kids and, of course, some adults as well as they go through the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Bacchus Trail?
That is the Bacchus Trail,
North
yes.
Park there.
Yes. And that is on Saturday night, those first two weekends, from 8 to 9.
Yes.
And the path is well marked and it's well worn, so there's no concerns about going off the path. You'll have a great time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to go over the bridge to get there.
You get to go over several bridges.
Ooh, over the hills.
And some boardwalks.
Yes. Another great time.
Okay.
Yes.
And then there is just generally trick-or-treating from trailer to trailer, I understand. Don't they do some of that? Some?
Yes, they do.
So it's not just these organized events like that. It's just the kids get to do what kids like to do at Halloween, get in costume and go around the neighborhood, even if it's campers and not their home neighborhood.
Right.
And they usually, I know in the past, they probably again this year for best costume and just different prizes for
best decorated campsite, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
And then there's a whistle that goes off and the kids get to go and away they go to start getting their treats.
Well, cool.
Yes.
And of course, you've mentioned the lighthouse tours are done. They're going to fix that up. So by next spring, it'll be all painted and
ready to go.
So if you plan on doing that, you can always go online and make reservations before you're coming up the weekend or two before and make sure. And if it's a big weekend, a holiday weekend or a maritime festival, do it a couple of weeks ahead or better, because those tend to fill up fast.
Right. Reservations ahead of time online is definitely the way to book your lighthouse tours.
Because you're just taking a chance
lighthouse
there's
tours.
An opening.
Right.
If you go there.
Right. They are limited since they do have to take a boat ride out to the lighthouse and back. So, yes, those are limited.
So you definitely want to get online early and just book it for next year already.
Right.
And while a lot of elderly people would love to see what's in there, you have to be ambulatory because there's ladders to climb and such. So
a lot of steps.
There's no ADA in this because it's the way it was back then.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ruin the whole thing if you put an elevator in the middle of the lighthouse there, wouldn't it?
I'm not
sure
there's
room.
Can
do that.
that's all you'd have.
No. But yeah, there's a lot happening this weekend, and then like Kelly said, it doesn't stop there. It goes on to the museum weekends.
And you've got some cottages out by the marina there, don't you? There are cabins there that time of year might be a nice place to spend. You're not in a canvas tent. You're in actually a building that may feel a little bit warmer and not letting the breeze through, and you're still down there to do all the things you like to do in the area.
Yes, our cottage is down by the marina. There's four of them. You can reserve those.
When they're available.
When they're available,
I'm sure they probably go quickly on the big weekends. But
they do, and all summer long, I know they were full. They were full all summer, so it's been fantastic. And people really appreciate them to have a place to stay that they can kind of do their own thing and yet have a roof over their head.
Mm-hmm. And while you think of cabins and wood cabins and stuff, they're very nice inside. I have been in them, and they are... They're well, I mean,
close to home.
This ain't a cabin in the woods. They're really nice.
No,
they
right do, down the lake.
They yeah. do have electricity and running water. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And facilitates.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, then in the around Christmas time, you do have the lighted parade. Mm-hmm. That's another event yet this year. We aren't even getting into 2020 yet. This is yet this year. There's another one where you have your annual lighted Christmas parade in Harbor
right.
Beach.
Yeah, it's December 7th at 5:30 will be our lighted Christmas parade, mm-hmm. which is
That's a Saturday night?
It is a Saturday night. Evening. So.
7 so. P.M. is night. In the summer, it's still daylight. In December, it's night. It
yes.
changes with the season. There. Yep. But so. They're beautifully decorated, and it's able to be done so much easier now because lights don't take as much power. You have generators and stuff that we didn't have way back when, you know, you had to either run it off the 12 volts and whatever vehicle you're in or whatever, but now there's so many options.
Right. I was just looking back through pictures from last year the other day, and to look at what some of the people and visitors and the businesses do for that parade, it's fantastic, all the lights and their creativity.
And is there a little activity before the parade to get people downtown, or is it just the parade?
Some of the churches have their cookie walk, and then there's breakfast with Santa, and there's other activities that usually go on at the community house, and then a little downtime, and then you have the parade in the evening.
I was always wondering where the term cookie walk came from. A, they don't walk, and B, when I'm eating them, I am walking, because I might lose some.
It's more or less you want to get there for the cookie walk early, because the cookies go fast.
They are gone, yeah. Like, literally.
Before noon.
Yeah.
And like you do with all your parades, these tend to go by the hospital and that,
yes.
so that patients can go to the meeting room in the, mm-hmm. that you have in the front
right.
of the gathering room, and,
right.
and they get a chance to see it without having to go outside or be around other people to catch something or whatever else.
Yeah, we like to allow our hospitalized people and patients and the staff that works there a chance mm-hmm. to see the parade, and so it does. It ends at Trescott Street Pier yes. there, which does allow them to go past the hospital.
Because yeah. a lot of thought goes into making sure everybody can participate in these types of things.
We try. We do try to make sure it's, you know, good for everyone and keep everyone happy and give them things to do and, you know, enjoy and celebrate our community.
Yes. And if anyone has any questions regarding the parade, they can give me a call at 989-670-8639.
I'm sure you're welcoming
anyone. Yep.
Is this also online if people want to get information?
It will be online. Eventually here at harborbeachchristmasparade.com.
And that way, if they want to enter, and they can find out, you know, all the little things that go there, no live mm-hmm. Santas, all that kind of stuff, because there's only one Santa, and he's at the end.
Only one.
Right.
Yep. Gets the kids all confused, because, oh, it's Santa. Oh, now there's Santa. who's that guy? He's Santa, isn't he? It's like, that's a bit confusing for the
yes. little. But it's we have a lot of entries that come, so it's a lot of fun, and everybody likes to line up and
go through town.
That's
show,
right.
Show what they worked yep. so hard on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But again, this weekend it's the Harvest Festival, chili cook-off, pastry pie,
car giveaway,
dessert,
yeah,
event going on. Yard. There's the Murphy Museum activities, vendors, a whole day's worth of activities. All you have to do is go to Harbor Beach and enjoy.
Absolutely, and yes. we will welcome you, and hopefully it's a sunny day, at least a nice dry day. Yeah. We'll look forward to that.
Yeah, except for the sweat when you're eating the chili.
You know, bring your cameras, bring your phones with your cameras on, and there's just a lot of great picture taking to be taken around the town
yeah.
all over.
So we'll look forward to seeing everyone in Harbor Beach on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I appreciate you guys coming in today and letting people know it is this Saturday. Starts at 11 for the chili cook-off, pie desserts, and the car drawing starts at 1. If you got a certificate, you better be there by 1 so you can get in line to get your chance to have Tina turn a key for you and see if that's the one that starts her up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I hope you get a good turnout. I hope the weatherman stays true.
Thank you.
Our guests today on the program have been Kelly Jo Ostentoski from Harbor Beach and also Deb Brando. She's here at the radio station and she's here to help us with the car giveaway this weekend. So be in Harbor Beach this weekend. A lot going on. You'll have fun and you'll make memories with a lot of good people. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.